In Utah, volunteers with the Salt Lake City Mission are preparing for an annual Christmas food box giveaway that will happen on Friday. And they're asking for donations to help ensure that everyone seeking a meal will get one. Frozen turkeys, hams, and food boxes will be taken to families in need. And they're also preparing for Sunday's Christmas Day meal.
So it's really important that people of conscience pay attention and speak up for people in need right now.
Reverend David Beckman is president of Bread for the World. This is a national group that works with representatives from different denominations to change the policies and conditions that allow hunger to persist. And says the Reverend, they're seeking long-term solutions to hunger and are advocating on legislation that addresses the root cause.
The government can establish a framework in which struggling families and businesses and charities and churches help to overcome hunger, reduce hunger. On the other hand, government sometimes makes decisions that just overwhelm what we can do. For example, the National Nutrition Programs, WIC, food stamps. Those programs provide 20 bags of groceries for hungry people for every one bag that we mobilize through churches and charities. Everything that we do through charitable channels.
In Utah, 1 in 8 households struggle to put food on the table. Over 11% of the population live below the poverty line.
So if next year, say, Congress decides to cut the federal food programs by 10%, that will just overwhelm everything that we do through charitable channels.
In the United States, 1 in 6 children struggles with hunger, and 43 million Americans live in poverty. More Americans live in poverty than reside in the state of California. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Bringhurst.